Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio Voices, Carry for Animals number 140 and counting. And I want to just go ahead and go over a couple things. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host of the show. I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard, and all you returning listeners. Can't thank you enough for all your support every week and helping out the animals in need, because that's what we're here for. We're wanting to not only recruit to you, listen to this show, but take one step farther and take action in connecting with your state legislators, because they are the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. So everyone, please, if you haven't already, search, find your state representative, and it will lead you to the link. Put your zip code in, and it will lead you. You can email them, write them a letter, call them up, get their fax number when you call. You know, every voice counts out there. All the animals' lives matter, just like humans. And they deserve the right to, live comfortably in peace and happiness and love and care and dignity and respect, freedom. That's what it's all about. But there's Senator Raymond Lesniak. There was a primary vote today for him for governor of New Jersey. He was on Voices Carry for Animals number 135, which was May 2nd. And I'm wishing him the best of luck today, and I hope he wins. He's a champion for the animals. He also stands up for the environment and humans. He's rocking New Jersey. Best of luck, Raymond J. Lesniak, and he is on Facebook. He does have a website, Ray and the number 4gov, and check him out. He's going to be, if he becomes governor, he's going to be making so many changes before the plus. So everybody out there in New Jersey, it's 8, it's a little after 8. They was allowing you to vote until 8. So best of luck, Senator Raymond Lesniak. And you got my vote here from Florida. But I will just go over a couple things here. The chat room is open. If you'd like to come in and join in, you can sign in from the top of Blog Talk Radio and go sign in. You can sign in from Facebook or Twitter, pass down, go past the comments, and a chat room will appear. And, if you have any links or anything you'd like to discuss, any messages get to me, go ahead and because you're more than welcome to join in. All these shows are recorded live every Tuesday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to listen to them, if you have to leave or, anybody comes in late, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com. Search Voices Carry for Animals or TS Radio or Marty Oakley. Or you can even search my name, Debbie Dahmer, and just whichever show you want to listen to. Press the arrow, wait a minute to download, and it will play. And you can share and listen 24/7. You can listen to these shows unlimited and listen in worldwide. So we can all get the word out there and take action for these animals, because they so well deserve it. They're just like the children, the elderly, the disabled. They don't have a voice. They can't fight back. They're defenseless, helpless, and innocent. And if we don't stand up for them, they don't stand a chance. So everyone, please take a moment and take action, please, because let's make this a better, safer, and healthy world for the animals, because they so well deserve in each and every way. Because, without us, the problems only worsen. And they always say, blame it on society. Everyone, we are society. So we are to blame. So for any problems out there, even contact the White House, or whitehouse.gov. And their phone number, you can leave a comment. I do a lot. It's 202 area code 456-1111. And that you can leave a comment. They'll answer the phone. It'll be for President Trump. So please do what you can, because if you do nothing, expect no changes. And, always take action. And I want a special thank you to fans of animal rights and for help promoting this show every week, the Paul's Call Show, Voices Care for Animal Support Group, Voice for Animals, Take Action Help Ban Gas Chambers and Animal Shelters. I mean, together we can all make a difference in all this team effort we're doing here. You know, this animal army is peacefully growing massively, and progress is being made, but there's so many issues. You know, I have to multitask. But I want to go ahead with the show, and I want to introduce an awesome guest again. Her name is Debbie Bailey. Watch out, everyone. Debbie's are in the house. And, anyway, she is the founder of National Animal Relief and Welfare Association, Incorporated. And the National Animal Relief and Welfare Association is here to fight for the right of all healthy animals to live out their natural lives. We will provide the organization structure and information needed for our members to protect them from those who would do harm, and we will closely watch or work with individual advocates and affiliates to make sure this happens. Working together, we will be empowered and we will create a huge impact. We will not be ignored if we speak up together in one loud voice. Awesome, Debbie Bailey. Debbie Goodwin Bailey, welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 140. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Debbie, and it's so good to be with you. We're going to have some fun today.
Yes.
Some fun and some not so fun things to talk about. So.
Yes, but welcome aboard. So glad to have you, and thank you for what you're doing. And all the audience out there, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. So please visit it, because there's a lot of awesome and important articles on there. The www.ppjg.me, the PPJ Gazette online. You can share from the bottom of the articles if you want to follow these shows. Subscribe. There's a follow button on the right-hand column. And also, you're right behind or below blog stats. Just press that, and it will. Anytime there's a new podcast coming up, that it will be delivered to your primary email and also on Blog Talk Radio. And I wanted to do something real quick, Debbie. There was a celebration here. And it's for Marty's 7 years on Blog Talk Radio and 886 shows she has done already on advocacy. And I would like to bring her on and congratulate her.
Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, Marty, are you there? If you could come on air, please. Marty Oakley, how are you? I think she's hiding behind the door.
I'm not here. I am not here. Don't talk to me.
Marty, I want to congratulate you and thank you for all you're doing on your advocacy shows. I mean, you got Voices Care for Animals, Whistleblowers, Wild Horse and Burro Radio, the Vietnam Vet Advocates for Agent Orange, Stop Elder Abuse, Guardianship Abuse. Look at all these much-needed shows and 886 shows. Congratulations and thank you, because it's such an honor being on your host on Voices Care for Animals. And it's, you know, you see progress. Yeah. So keep it up. And you got anything to say, go right ahead.
All right, that's enough. Now be quiet and do your show.
You know, Debbie,
great work, Marty. Great work.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how I put up with her. I really don't. Every week,
I don't know how you do it either. It's just a tough job. But,
yes.
You know, you gotta do what
it
you gotta
is.
Do.
Every week I think to myself, why are you doing this? And then here we are.
I feel sorry for her. Can anybody please send her a sympathy letter or something?
We only have sympathy for the animals now, right?
Oh, fine. Here, let me suffer. Thank you, Debbie, for the recognition. Thank you.
Well, that's
but you know
this
what?
Is
thank
what
you,
some
Marty.
People seem to believe. So, yeah.
Yeah, and she always, you know, we have nicknames. I have Heifer and Crybaby and all that, and I love that stuff, you know, because working together is so meaningful, You know, and I want to thank Lois Newman out there. She's Marty's sister. She's listening tonight. Thank you, Lois. And my mother's listening. Thank you, Mom. Love you very much, a.k.a. Moose. Thanks for listening and tuning. And all you listeners out there, thank you. But, Marty, thanks for all you're doing. And everybody, check out the PPJ Gazette. It's Marty's, and that's how you could reach to all these shows, get notified in your primary email. Because they're all much needed. There's not, they're all very important. But thank you, Marty.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate right. you, Marty.
Thank
Always.
You.
Right. I'm her evil all twin, right. Debbie. So,
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the truth, too.
Yeah. But I appreciate her.
And so, well, carry on with your show now.
Okay. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Debbie and everyone. I had to give her some recognition because she so well deserves it,
She and does. So, she does.
Yep.
Nice job getting rid of her, by the way.
Hmm?
I said, nice job getting rid of her, by the way. Bye, Marty.
Hey, she has.
I know she has a sense of humor, so I can get.
She has an awesome sense of humor. We know it's all fair. Oh my goodness, it is hilarious because we have to break the monotony, and it's just great with her, being a partner with her because, that means so much. Teamwork and all of us out there doing this, gathering together as one. Because what we allow is what will continue, Deb. But you want to tell us?
Yeah, I tell you, Debbie. If I didn't have the support of the people I have the support of, and was able to work with the people that I'm able to work with, I couldn't do what I did. I couldn't do. I mean, I have specific people who have their specific things that they specialize, you might say, in. And if I didn't have those people to go to in those specific cases, I'm helpless. I mean, I'm helpless. We have to utilize our resources and combine them and all work together. We have to advance. That's the only way we can do it.
Yep. And then that's what it takes, just like with all these promotion of the shows and everything. And I forgot to mention Paul's in the Law on Facebook also, everyone. Check out these groups, these Facebook pages, even National Animal Relief and Welfare Association has a Facebook page and, the website, see how you can help out. Whether it's donated, every effort counts, every effort counts.
And you brought up something and I wanted to mention it. I'm sorry, but before I get off topic, when you brought up legislation and the governor of New Jersey, mm-hmm. it reminded me of something that I put out in the middle of the night last night, pretty much, or late last night. In Texas, we have a bill that has gone through House and Senate. The Texas governor needs to sign this bill. It's SB 762. It is an animal welfare bill that we're trying to get passed. And on NARWA's page, National Animal Relief and Welfare Association Incorporated, we have posted the link to the governor of Texas contact form to encourage him to sign that bill. That's the last step in passing that in Texas. So while you had mentioned legislation, I just wanted to get that out. Just like
great.
That.
Yeah, because that stuff is very important. When I was on Senator Raymond Lesnick's Facebook page, I have been promoting him within the last several days, because I think he is awesome. I mean, he was great on the show, and he's a man of his word. And he's doing so much, and he deserves to be governor. So when I was looking on his page and everything, the Victory Subaru up in New Jersey had over the weekend had an event, adoption event for the animals, which I thought was awesome too. And thank you, Victory Subaru. I mean, I wish more businesses and car dealers and all this will get involved on these adoption events because Senator Raymond Lesnick was there and I had pictures of him. And I was like, check
nice.
This out. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so
that's
I started passing that around. All this teamwork, all of us coming together, I mean, you look at Senator Raymond Lesnick and Subaru, and it's just one big team effort coming, you know, working as one and getting the words out, and probably how many animals got adopted that day, you know, saving lives. So he's out there and he's getting involved, and that's, I mean, from Elephants Save Nosy Now, which I've had several shows on the elephant, which he needs to go to a sanctuary. I know you've heard about that, Debbie.
He does. I have a group of specific friends who, one of my friends is the director of the California Environmental Institute, and they have a certain group of people there that really focus on particularly elephants. So I get a lot of those updates, and you're absolutely right. And not just Nosy. All of these animals that are being used for entertainment and
yes.
or have been used for entertainment, they need to be taken care of. The use needs to end. The abuse needs to end. And we need to understand that they're not here for our entertainment and to abuse so that we can put on a little show and make a little bit of money. It's bad. And, you know, I went to the circus as a child because you don't know. You didn't know. We didn't have the knowledge that I do now. But there's a lot
right.
of changes.
Yeah, because, you know, start them out young. That's just like on several, you know, elephants. There was Billy the elephant out in California. He needs to be freed. I mean, there's just so many of Lucy the elephant, just 40 years into this abuse and neglect going on in this zoo. I mean, it's terrible. And there's no
excuse for
it.
When you talk about getting the educational piece out while these kids are young, I happen to have two people one that's basically interning with me, 16 years old. She's wonderful. She does great work. And another 15-year-old that works with Norway. And I, coming up in this next school year, when this new school year starts, I want to get into these schools. And I want to take these kids to the local shelter. And, of course, age appropriate. I'm not going to scare the crap out of the first grader and terrorize them and have, you know, give them nightmares. But in an age appropriate way, kids, to understand what happens with animals that they just don't know, they're not aware of. You know, as a child, you think, and even getting into your teenage years, you think, oh, well, you take them to the shelter, they get adopted. That's what you think as a kid. There needs to be education, like you said, starting at an earlier age, and that's something I plan to get into this coming school year. And as Norway grows, our members are essentially part of our team in investigations and in actions. I'd like to get some reps out of everywhere we can to get with these kids. They need to know.
They need to know. You know, why hide it from them? They should know the truth, because this is not Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck world, okay? And it's not no, you know, cartoon animated characters. This is the real deal here. And if they start out young, you know, learning about the dignity, respect, and compassion for animals, then, hey, the future looks better for, you know, the animals and everything for now and then. We can't change nothing in the past. We, you know, we're all on this earth temporarily, including the animals, so we got to make the best of it. You know, the road to eternity is what we're all facing, you know, so we got to do what we got to do to improve and focus on these problems that still exist today, Debbie, from the 20th century. You know, then there's
right.
so
You're
many
right.
of
it's
them.
Either the road to eternity or the highway to hell. You know, it's just like, what are we?
Yep.
Which one are we going to take?
That's right. Yep. And, you know, some of them, like from the 20th century, you're seeing them still exist today, you know, and you're thinking, well, there's these laws coming in, you know, that's better for the animals. But some of these laws, and a big majority of them, should have been happening since the beginning of the time. We wouldn't have, you know, all these problems that are existing today. And to look at them and thinking, well, some of these laws are a slap on the wrist. And, you know, all probation, fine, and this and that. when these animals got hurt or, you know, tortured or viciously attacked, they didn't get a slap on the wrist. You know, they got, you know, whatever happened to them, it shouldn't happen to them. There's no excuse for it. You know,
right.
No,
we have a case today. We have a case going to hearing, actually, on the same date I'm going to my next hearing on one of my cases. The Valita Bailey case in New York. I starved dogs to death, a suffering death. To me, that's a torturous death. All these laws refer to torture. This woman's not going to jail. She's not going to do one day in jail. Probation and community service.
That's it.
And I shared that today. Her hearing, this is the expected plea agreement. That's the suggested plea agreement that is supposed to be entered on Tuesday the 13th for neglecting literally dogs to death. It's probation and community service.
That's terrible. That's a slap on the wrist. And those animals.
It's not even
just,
a slap on the wrist. At least a slap on the wrist stings a little bit. I mean, you know, really. The only hope I have, and I haven't gotten that deep into it yet, is if one of these charges that she pleads out to is a felony, then I feel like once we get a felony, we kind of screwed their life up. Because there's no guns, there's no voting. Where are you going to work after that when you have to change jobs? So if we can get that felony as part of the plea, I always feel a little bit better, but I have not yet found her details to the point to know whether or not one of those charges she pled to was a felony.
Yep. So, I mean, there needs to be, you know, it seems like some states are, you know, more lenient than others, and then there's some that's picking up, you know, they're picking up more stricter laws. But these animals out there, they can't call the police. You know, they can't call up this radio station. They can't.
No,
you
can't call a lot of organizations either, but you know, our members have access to a 24/7 hotline and an email for emergency reporting. And the reason we created that is because when you have one animal in distress or even a small group of animals in distress, you may not get any help from anywhere, particularly one animal if your neighbor, say, is beating any animal. Every day, a horse, I've seen horses. I've heard a man who tried to get a national agency out because his neighbor was starving his horse to death. Can't help you. Sorry. And they didn't help him.
That's
why we did that. We implemented 24/7 hotline because we felt like sometimes, you know, when it gets to the point where the neighbor is calling, sometimes that animal dog, horse, whatever it may be, they may not have but one more day at the time the person decides to act. I literally had a friend rescue. Well, we call it rescue. They called it theft, and she had to do a few days in jail. But that being said, the veterinarian said the dog would not have made it through the night. So, you know, sometimes there's an urgency there, and we thought it was important for our members to have access to that.
And you know, there's so many organizations out there, Debbie, that, you know, look, you got yours, and there's Humane Society of the United States, Mercy for Animals, PETA, Animal Legal Defense Fund. This list goes on. So this tells, you know, hey, there's a lot of problems out there. You know, I've had some.
Yes,
ALDF
is wonderful. ALDF is wonderful. The other national agencies, I just kind of, I think I know a little bit too much. I'm going to be doing an article on some things soon as it relates to the comparison of different agencies, ours included. But I can tell you how many animals we killed or were responsible for the death of last year. And that's zero. None. If an animal goes to a shelter or to a rescue situation, whether it be a sanctuary, wherever they go, we want them in sanctuary. If the government is involved and the animal is in a status where they need to be taken care of, we have that arranged before we act, before we even bring in the officials, because I'm not going to have animals seized that I can't get out. So we have not been responsible for one animal's death, nor will we be, ever.
That's
awesome. I'm adamant about this.
Yeah, because that means, you know, so much, because, you know, who is to blame out there for all the, I mean, there's, you know, I see different reports, 5 to 7 million healthy adopted animals are getting put down a year, you know, horses, you know, cats, dogs, and the list goes on, or, you know, 6 to 8, 4, whatever figure I'm reading, it is way up there, you know. So who, you know, when you look at the problem, whose fault is it, the human beings, the animals, or the kill shelters? And the answer is human beings, because if everybody would go out there and spay and neuter their pets, you know, adopt, don't shop, this problem would massively decrease, because, you know, even more adoption events. I'm seeing more stuff on the internet, you know, when Deb is on the web and checking it out. See, I'm checking out how many, you know, looking at all these different situations here. You know, you got cross posters and networkers trying to help these animals out in need. I mean, nonstop. You know, I don't see them going 24/7, but you know, they're trying to help save them. And a big shout out to them, a big thank you for help saving lives. You know, in every, from every angle. And I mean, from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn, Google Plus, Pinterest. You look at all these groups and, you know, social media sites, and all the animals that they're putting through trying to help save their lives. You're thinking, well, what is the problem here? Why are there so many? You know, why is it every day? You know, you're on when you get on the web. It's just constant. So that tells me right there, this is a massive problem and that it needs fixed. You know, help save these animals in shelters, not put them down. You know, give them a chance. They don't give them a chance to get them adopted. You know, two, three, four days. They don't care what age of them. They're putting them out. These animals are not property. They are living animal beings, and they deserve a chance. You know, they can't put themselves on the social media.
You hit the nail on the head. They aren't property. Now, we know the only state that has recognized what we would call animals' rights, or an animal's right to exist as a sentient being, is Oregon. Okay. That's the only one. Now, in Ohio, and we pointed this out to prosecutor Dan Fry, who prosecuted the hunter Chidester. Goddard's law in Ohio is very close to getting to the sentient being piece. What they've done is they've redefined cruelty. And they have added in some verbiage for companion animals. So that's a step. That's a big step. And that's what we pointed out to him when what we do is we create templates and we send them out to our members to send to legislators or out to prosecutors leading up to cruelty hearings, whatever the case may be. But in this case, we were asking him to be sure that this man got a felony. And Goddard's is really close, but one thing I see a lot in these state laws, and it varies state to state, everyone is different, though some are similar in verbiage, is that a lot of times the legislators, and I don't know if it's bad advice from their attorneys or if they're getting bad verbiage from welfare agencies. I don't know where the verbiage is coming from and where their process is coming from, but what they do is they will modify pieces of a legislation, but not concurrently make other changes that allow them to fully enforce what they're implementing, if that makes sense. For example, in Goddard's, I'll use Goddard's as an example. Goddard's, when they redefined companion animals, they redefined cruelty, and they redefined all these definitions and labeled them felonies. Certain, you know, under certain situations, they are felonies. They failed to go modify the sentencing guidelines for the animal cruelty law. So what good did it? I mean, hopefully we will get them. I hope barking dogs are allowed on the show. By the way,
they're allowed to speak out too.
Here we go. But what they did is they didn't make the proper adjustment to let them enforce what they were trying to accomplish. And that happens in many ways. And in California, you'll see sometimes in California, they will go change a law and implement a good law, and then the shelters ignore it. Look at Carson. You know the Carson situation, right, Debbie?
Yes. Sad to say yes.
Yes. See? Yes, I wrote basically an op-ed piece on that, and they literally utilized 17005, that section, the very next section, 17006, further clarifies to let them know they can't do what they're doing, but they don't, it's like they stop at that point and said, oh, wait, here's a little sentence we can use. And in California, they actually did close that up. They modified the Department of Agriculture regulations concurrently with the state statute. So that's solid. That's solid in California. So it varies state to state, and then you get to somewhere like Kentucky where it's a nightmare. So it just depends, but they do need to do, in my opinion, a better job of backing up what they're writing in every
That's
way.
That's right. Enforcement. They're not
yes.
just on paper.
Absolutely enforcement. Enforcement. And that goes for Meade County, Kentucky, too, if you're listening, Meade County, Kentucky. That goes for you, too. I'll be back up there next week. They are. I've got a prosecutor, Debbie. I'm sorry, I need to let you get in here, but I wanted to give you this analogy because of the property conversation. I knew we were going to have this conversation. So we do have a state law that defines animals as property, and that extends all the way down to our companion animals and every, you know, farm animals and everything in between. They're property. So you tell me, if I could get away with going to some man's house, I go to a disabled veteran's house with an amputated leg, and I see he may be vulnerable. He may, you know, not know better than what I'm telling him. What I tell him may be gospel to him, or he doesn't know the difference, and I recognize that. So I go to his home, and I say, look, sir, I really like your car. I want you, you know, or your, no, we're not going to do that because that wasn't the way it was. We're going to say, sir, I'm looking at that car and it needs some work. So I am a mechanic, and if you don't let me take that car and fix it right now, I'm going to have you arrested right now. And he says, oh, no, you're not. You're not taking my car. And I'm adamant. I mean, yes, I will have you arrested. And, of course, the man at this point, he doesn't believe me. So I see that he's not believing me, and I change tack because I want that car. And I tell him, okay, well, then let me do this. Let me do this for you. Since the car does need to be repaired and it needs some things done,
I'll take the car, and since you don't want to sign the title over to me, since I can't get you to sign any paperwork, that's fine. I'll take the car home with me. I will do the repairs, and I'll return it to you. And he says, oh, great, that's awesome, that's wonderful. You take my car, you get it fixed, you're going to bring it back, and everybody's going to be happy. So I take the man's car, and I take it home, and I put it in my driveway, my garage. And I say it's my garage with the door closed. And so I've got the man's car, his property, and my garage. And a deputy shows up. A deputy and an expert mechanic and the mechanic's representative, let's just say that. For these people, all of these people show up, and they say, let's just say Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith wants his car back. Do you have his car? And I say, well, yeah, you know what? I sure do. And no, he didn't sign the title over to me. It's right there in my garage, but I want to keep it, and you're not getting it, and I'm not giving it to you, and you're not taking it off my property. What do you think they would do to me? Would they not arrest me? Immediately?
Yep.
Okay, well, in Kentucky, they didn't do that with a disabled veteran, amputee, by the way. This dog, a dog who'd been with him through his surgery, he was conned out of it. The county attorney admitted to me, and I actually have some of this in writing, believe it or not, some of this in writing. He understands that the man was tricked out of this animal. He's still not going to do anything about it. Not going to do a thing because he doesn't want to, or he chooses not to. So that's, you know, you can use the property analogy in that way. And you would think that in that situation, it would be to your advantage. But because this is a dog and not a car, deputy county attorney won't touch it, he thinks. Well, he's refusing to touch it at this moment. So, you know, it doesn't even matter that, you know, it's bad enough that the dog is defined as property. But because in this, evidently, the only thing I can think in this man's mind, it is, quote, only a dog. He's not even giving it the value of property. He's being completely dismissive. So that's less than property, Debbie. That's less than property.
And that's so sad. They're not property. They see and they breathe and they eat and hear and walk and sleep, use the restroom, everything just like we do. How can they get called property? That's what gets me. That's just so aggravating. Your property is like, hey, your house and your cars and your bed. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's bad enough. But like I said, evidently they're less than property in Kentucky. Because I guarantee you, if I had talked a man into letting me drive his car off his property, telling him I would bring it back, and he didn't sign that vehicle over to me, and I went to get and he wanted to come get his car, they would take him his car back, but they won't do it. So it's less than property. That's worse. That's even worse. Because I'm thinking, in this case, I can use the, quote, property definition to my advantage. Because we have a convicted abuser, an admitted killer, has a lot of, quote, run over and, quote, found dogs. Well, you know, this man's dog was literally stolen, but not given enough value to consider it as property so it could be returned to it.
There's some sad cases. And when they, you know, these animals, they do, their lives matter just like ours, like I said in the beginning. And they should be totally, you know, treated with dignity and respect, their rights granted, not violated. You know, they can't fight for themselves. And Debbie, I wanted to bring up, and you have something on the it was on the promo also, by uniting, we will have a huge impact. By coming together, we will accomplish our mission. That is awesome. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to be using that a lot because it says so
well,
much.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Yes, because we firmly believe that that we have to be together, and we believe that it needs to go a little bit further, and that we all need to be looking in the same direction at the same time. We need to not be misinformed. We need to not spend time on hoaxes and scams. And then our energy, when we are all together focused and working on these cases and or legislation or redefining, like we would like to in all these states, you know, the very existence of animals and what they are and why they are and why these things need to change, we need structure and protection because we're walking a minefield in social media. So that's what we did at Norway. We set up structure so that we're secure, where members are vetted, they're checked out, nothing personal, doesn't matter to me what you've done in your lifetime, only as it pertains to treatment of animals do we review our members. And that way we're comfortable with our members and our rescue affiliates, our trainer affiliates, and our foster affiliates being involved in some levels, at some levels, in our investigations and getting the information on our investigations because they've been verified to be true advocates who have done no harm. So everything is secure, everything's safe. We have networking capabilities. We send emails, like I said, with templates to attorneys, our county attorneys is in my brain, prosecutors, to governors, or whoever needs to be mailed that, whoever needs to get a letter that day. We can get it out nationally. We can do it by zip code, by city, by state, by affiliate type. It can go only to rescues. It can go to only to rescues in Florida. It can go to a certain type of volunteer. It can go to our Animal 911 line phone volunteers that are in a specific state. You see what I'm saying? There are a million ways and combinations, just like there are in the lottery, for us to distribute information and or calls for action. And that's what we're not getting from other organizations, and that's what we're not getting from social media because social media is a free-for-all. So that's kind of why we set it the way we did is protection. And again, to work together. And in working together, things have to be – I call it triage. To be, you know, certain things are priority over others. And we do that, and we handle this case before that case. Whereas if everyone's off in their own direction, everyone's working different cases, and who's prioritizing for you? Who's getting an order to things so that it's focused? I don't know anything in life that you can accomplish without focus and structure and planning. So it's a lot of work to get to where you and I are talking about getting to. But we've done a lot of work here to get the structure in place, hopefully to do that going forward.
Because, one of your things is change going to come. And I love
change
that.
Gonna
you,
change going to come. Change going to come. You're supposed to do that with a southern accent. Change going to come.
Let me see if I can do one. Hey, change is going to come.
Try it. Change going to come. Yeah, come.
How
yes, we're close.
Change
and of course,
is
that's
come.
Not, change
come
don't
now.
Come.
You
there
hear?
Is no is. There is no
I
is.
Love
you know that's
Georgian,
that's
Kentucky
of
accents
course.
And all that. I love that. All
right. Of course, I pulled that from the civil rights movement. But you know what? I consider animal welfare and animal rights the civil rights movement of our time. So that's why I use that phrase. It's from the all, you know, the all civil rights movement. Change is gonna come. And so that, to me, was it's so relevant to what we're trying to do that's where I pulled it from. And I use it, and I've been using it ever since, pretty much since inception. So.
Mm-hmm. And an audience out there, if you would like to call in with any comments or questions for Debbie Goodwin Bailey, you're more than welcome. Area code 917-388-4520. Press 1, I'll let you in. And that area code is 917-388-4520. Press 1, I'll let you in. And try to refrain from any noises in the background or the TVs, radios, conversations, because Blog Talk Radio picks up everything. And you're more than welcome to call in. And we do have a caller here, Debbie. We got a caller calling in from area code 408. Welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Care for Animals. How are you doing this evening? You have any comments or questions for the guests? Go right ahead.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Ellen Fire. I was calling from, I am calling from the state of Washington. I used to live in California, and I did rescue there starting in the 80s. And I was going to agree with Debbie on how important it is to do education early. I used to do some classes with a lady who was in Great Dane Rescue, and we used to go out to the high schools when we could and talk to the students there. And when you figure that 95% of the population are pet owners at any given time, this is where you do have to start, because many of these kids are just doing what their family did with pets, and they think, well, this is just what you do, whether it's right or wrong. And so if you can give them an introduction to what animal welfare is all about, what is going on with factory farming, other topics that they may have never thought about, this is really a great introduction for them to have something to think about. The Humane Society and PETA and other groups have done some of this, but they can't really cover as much as this needs to be done. I would love to see this in classes all the time, constantly, you know, and not just for elementary kids where they sort of focused on, for the older kids. So this would really be something to keep animals from coming into shelters in the first place. Stop it before
I agree. Hi, Ellen. Hi. How are you, dear?
Hi.
Ellen's a friend of mine, and I do want to expand that, though, beyond pets, all animals. We want them to understand all animals.
Right.
You know, and I know you. I know you, Ellen. I know you weren't limiting. You didn't intend to limit to that. I know that. But I did want to point that out, that it, you know, because pets, yes, we want to take care of our pets, but, you know, it goes beyond that. And another thing, while I have Ellen on the line, and I'm glad you called, Ellen, because it gave you an opportunity, it gave me an opportunity to mention something we were discussing today, and that is on June 9th, there is a national, in most major cities, a protest of against Yulin. And basically, it's an attempt to get House Resolution 30 we all know what Yulin is about. And so I did want to throw that out there. That's on June 9th, and it's going to be in major cities across the country, again, to protest and or to push for legislation to end Yulin.
Right. Most major cities are having, all across the United States, are having some type of demonstration. This is really great. And, you can look this up. Animal Hope and Wellness has information on it. PASS, HRES 30 has information on it. So if you don't know where to look to find out where there may be a demonstration near you, many of those sites have that information.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that, Ellen. I appreciate that.
Right. Well, thank you for, letting me come on. And, Debbie, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. You as well. It's good to talk to you today. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Ellen, for calling in. And hope you listen in again. And thanks for all you do.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Yes, if anybody else wants to call in, we have a little or 8.5 minutes left. If you'd like to call in and ask comments or questions for the guest, Debbie Goodwin Bailey, area code 917-388-4520. Press 1 and I'll let you in. And that area code's 917-388-4520. Press 1 and I'll let you in. Having another great show tonight.
But you must be nice.
And
another great show. You must be nice to Debbie if you call.
You got to be nice to us.
That's right.
Right, Deb?
That's right.
That's because that's what we need more in this world is, you know, more kindness and compassion and, you know, understanding and, you know, people.
Oh, we really do.
Better.
Like, we really
do.
I wish I could let people like
issues.
And feel what I feel for just a little bit. And so they would understand a lot of humans.
Yes.
You could just feel my feelings for just like a few hours and just know what I feel like. You would change your whole perspective.
Yes. I mean, it just, you know, with animals, they have feelings too. You know, they feel
pain.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel that. And I feel those things so deeply inside. Like when an animal hurts, I feel like I feel it almost. And a great friend of mine and a wonderful, intelligent person that I speak to a lot that gives me a lot of good advice. And I was saying it's almost like we feel the pain. And that's why I say if I could get each person who does not, quote, get it, to be inside my feelings for a few hours, just a few hours, to get
that's
a
right.
concept, I would love it. Love it.
I know. And, Deb, we got another caller calling in from area code 706, welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. How are you this evening? You have any comments or questions for the guests? You're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
I have a question for you.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, you were on this subject about neuter and spay. That's the huge impact on killing the animals in shelter.
I didn't understand the question. Sorry.
Go right,
my
go,
question
y'all.
Is,
I couldn't, I mean, as far as, I did not, that I couldn't hear, I mean, as far as what the question was.
My question was, at the beginning of your show, he was saying something referring to kill shelter. He was implying if the neuter and spay law be in effect, it won't be no more killing in shelters. That's what he said.
Oh, I see. Debbie, we're both Debbies. So, Debbie Dahmer, they're saying that they're referring to your comment earlier that if the spay neuter law was implemented and enforced, that there possibly may not be any more kill shelters or maybe the need would go away.
Yes,
and what's your question on that?
Yes, sir.
It is wrong.
They're saying that's wrong.
Yeah,
this is wrong. Can I speak? Can I speak? Did you talk?
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
The fact is, I don't know what type of work you do. You do not sound like an animal activist or advocate to me, with all respect for Debbie and other people who are listening. The most issue with animal getting killed in the kill shelter is not neuter spay. Animals don't choose to be born. The system is corrupt. If you look at the issue, you're somehow completely forgetting about puppy mills. You somehow completely forgetting about dog fighting. You're completely forgetting in backyard breeding. You all of these issues left alone, you go all the way to the neuter and spay. Neuter and spay is good, but it's not the only issue. The kill shelters make a lot of money from dead dogs than spending money on their euthanization. There are a lot of facts in there that you are completely lost. Neuter and spay is good. And who can enforce it? Many people don't have the budget, but they want to have a dog.
Right. I don't think that she meant to imply that that's the only step, but I mean, David, she can speak for herself, but I don't think that her implication was that that would be the miracle or the magic wand.
There are so many issues involved in child shelters, but there is always this put by force in people's heads. Anytime even you pause, by the way, my name Jeff King. Anytime
I know it is you, Jeff. I recognized your voice.
Anytime,
how are you?
Okay, anytime, even any post I have on Facebook, even in the kill shelter, I go there, I always argue. Everything, first thing come out of people's mouth is no, there is pain. No, that is not the fact. That is not the only fact. The fact is puppy mills. The fact is backyard breeding. The fact is greed and selling puppies to dog fighters.
Absolutely. Because there are so many factors. There are so many issues. There are a lot of factors that go into to the reason that we're overpopulated. And Jeff, you hit it. And one thing we've spoken about is you hit it pretty much on the head when you said the word greed. You know, a lot of our animals are produced for some human to make money. And these people want to, in essence, you know, that's going to be their, quote, business. You know, that's the way they want to make their money. There's a lot of factors. It's the breeding, like you said, the puppy mills. Then so those people want to collect their money. And then you have an abundance of quote, mistakes that are a result of the spay-neuter issue. And then you have, again, as you said, the dog fighting, that networking of producing and breeding. So, yes, it's from so many different directions, and it's so multifaceted that that's why when I say there are so many issues that we need to address as a village, as a community of people that love our animals.
Oh,
right,
Debbie,
exactly.
Debbie, I got we got down to a minute. We got a little bit over a minute here of show time left.
I got you.
Okay. I am through. I just was going to say this. It is not only spay and neuter or all of this. It's a lot of other factors.
There's a lot of issues that we got to cover.
Yes, I think we all agree with that.
Take
care, baby.
Thank you for calling in, and everybody, thank you for listening in tonight.
Thank you.
And next Tuesday, and thank you, Debbie, for coming on board. National Animal Relief and Welfare Association, you know, check them out on Facebook, the webpage. On Wednesday night, we got Debbie Coffey and Wild Horse and Burro Radio. Thursday night is Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. Fridays, Vietnam Vets, Agent Orange Advocates. Sunday evenings is Elder Abuse and Guardianship Abuse. And everybody, if you tune in, check out the PPJ Gazette online. It will give you all the times and dates. And Voices Care for Animals is on every Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. We are the
right.
animals. Yes. And thank you, Debbie.
I'm sorry, www.norway.org.
Yes.
Actually, is our public site. That's separate from the member website. And there is a link on the homepage to our template for cases and things
and
of that nature. www.norway.org.
Okay, and we're running out of time here. And thank you, everybody. And next week will be Jane Velez Mitchell. We're welcoming her back. So hoping to see you here. Tune in next week. Thank you, everyone, and good night. And have a restful and peaceful evening. Good night. May God
bless
you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye-bye, Debbie.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.